Now joining me right now, Joseph Harper, to tell us a little bit about a little something that What Now are cooking up. How you doing, Joseph?
Kia ora, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, all good. Stoked to have you here. We're all lifelong fans of What Now, and presenting here from you, we have this very special, like, What Now SRN crossover, question mark? Tell us a little bit more about
it. Yeah, I think it's the closest that What Now has come to basically being part of the Student Radio Network. We've made this New Zealand Music Month feature, and we've got a whole bunch of really, really good bands that you would probably more likely expect to find playing on BFM or Radio 1 or RDU here in Otatahi. And we've set up little gigs for them in places like preschools and primary schools in Ovakura, and had them play songs for an audience of kids. So we had Vera Allen playing in a preschool in Aro Valley in Wellington. We've had Ernie Bell performing in Gleneden Primary School for a bunch of little Year 6 students. Lawrence Arabia performing out in West Auckland for some new entrance students. And we're recording Christchurch's own Amidia Grinnell next week out in Governor's Bay Primary, overlooking the Lyttelton Harbour, which I think is going to be an extremely special and beautiful morning.
Oh, so sick. Like, when you were talking about that, I was casting my mind back. Back when I was younger, my biggest claim to fame was that my kapa haka teacher, when I still lived in Auckland, was Bic Runga's sister. And so we'd often get Bic in. Yeah, huge, right? Especially when you're young, you're like, holy heckers. We'd often get Bic in, and she would come and perform at our primary school. And it was arguably the most exciting thing that happened the entire year, bar like the Cali Sports or like, you know, when the Weet-Bix people would come in. It was so much fun. And now to be on the other side of things within the SRN, realizing the weight and incredible quality of the artists coming through, it's such a treat. How did you think of this idea? It is brilliant.
Honestly, it's such a privilege to me. Well, I used to work at BFM, so I have sort of a slight connection to the, I guess, indie music scene in that way. But the real thing that made me think of it was, I don't know if you remember that show TAB Sports Cafe that used to be on. It was like this kind of laddish sports show. But I think on maybe their last ever episode, they had the Dead Sea playing live in their studio.
That's loose.
It was the most like crazy clash of these two different cultures. And so it always thought it would be fun to have something, I mean, not that extreme, but something slightly similar since I started working on What Now. And I also just think it's like a really beautiful thing to introduce kids to music that they probably haven't heard before, or, you know, like it might be something that their parents listen to and sort of show them that it can be accessible to kids as well. And also to like present the artists with this totally different audience to that they're used to. Like you see the way that these kids like just fawn over these artists, and it's a really like, it's kind of like heart-wrenchingly beautiful to see like these little four-year-old kids coming up to Vera Allen and their band and like trying to strum the guitar and asking them questions about who they normally play for and stuff like that. It's very beautiful.
I agree. And I think, you know, with the classic line, the age of social media, blah, 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 I think that a lot of the younger kids only really look up to the massive American pop stars. And I remember when I was in primary school, I was looking at the likes of Kimbra and Jamie McDowell, and that's just to name a couple of these incredible Kiwi artists. And I think that we've kind of lost that kaupapa somewhere in translation. And so I think that this project is 110% going to bring that back to life.
There's just something irreplaceable about live music. You know, actually being there when music is being created is such a sort of magical moment between the audience and the performer, and to get kids to experience that, and it's very special to me. And as part of these concerts, we got the bands to work up a cover of a song that the kids would be really familiar with as well, just because we wanted to give the kids a sort of hook that they could hang on. So to have this at the end of Vera Allen's performance, she plays You Are My Sunshine, and it's just like, it's so sweet. It's so lovely. I watched it with my wife, and my wife was like bawling because it was so, so lovely.
No, me too.
We had Ernie Val playing Tutu Te Maunga Iwi, which was really, really lovely. And Lawrence Arabia did a cover of, I don't know if you remember the Fish and Chips song from primary school.
Yeah, it makes me want to lick my lips.
Fish and Chips are for me. That's the one. That's
Sign
the
me
one.
Up.
And we just, yeah, we just started editing that video up. So I heard it, his cover for the first time. It's really, really funny, but also, man, it's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant spectacle.
Oh, so sick. I think this whole project is absolute brilliance, a stroke of genius to say the absolute least. Where can people get in and amongst this incredible idea?
Yeah, so definitely if you're into these concerts and want to hear them, you need to go to the What Now YouTube channel. So we do play a little bit on our Sunday morning show for the kids, but we have the full concerts on our YouTube, which probably just search What Now YouTube and you'll find it. The Vera Allen one went up last Friday. We've got the Ernie Bell one will go up tomorrow. And Lawrence Arabia will be next week on Friday. And then Amidia Grinnell will be the final Friday of New Zealand Music Month.
Yeah. Oh, stunning. Hey, team, we are getting our very own version, I suppose, of the Wiggles covering, you know, Tame Impala and working with the Lime Cordial. Absolute treat. We are so lucky to have incredible people like Joseph here at What Now, blending the lines between being an adult and being a kid. Love your work, Joseph.
Hey, thank you. We hope people enjoy the videos.
Oh, 110%. Stunning. That is so, so sick. A brand new project from What Now. Go and look it up, team. So, I can't get over it. So awesome. Here for you now, Vera Allen. Lenny says, keep it locked here on the one.
I'm 23 and I'm a bloody loser.
Find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.